You know what I also want to talk about now is friend group. You really have a tight friend group, and Alex is one of them that's here. And I think it's amazing that you have, a lot of people can't really say that it's a blessing like that in their life to have such tight group. You know what I mean? Tell us a little bit about that, because when I was there in your apartment and I saw your boys there,
you guys are
like family, bro. That's not even friends at that point. That's family.
So yeah, I do consider them family. Yeah. I do consider them family. We're not as tight anymore.
Right.
Not because of anything, just, you know, you
but
start,
you have those few
yeah,
people.
You start doing your own thing. Like, for example, the reason why I'm with Alex today is because today, I woke up and I was like, I want to go for a run in the city. So I texted
him. Oh, yeah, I saw your story.
I'm like, does anyone want to come for a run? I will pick you up. And I think that's being a leader. You know, that's being that person that really pushes everyone else. And that's breaking that chain of bad habits that we all have, that I also have.
And you work together through it.
Exactly. So that's nice.
Did you guys do the rocky stairs?
Yeah, we did. Yeah. Actually, we did, bro. Yeah. We did.
That's tough.
That was nice. It was a nice run. It was a good morning. Very productive. A Sunday. It was raining, but who cares?
And a friend
but
that would say yes to rain.
Yeah. So you said what?
It's more fun than rain.
Yeah. I mean, you feel heavy, bro. You feel heavy, but it was good. It was good, bro. I liked it a lot. So it's like, It went from, oh, like, let's go to this place to get drunk and party, to, oh, let's go for a run. You know, so it's a big change. I love them. I do think friends, I mean, you pick them, you know. It's not like family. You're born, you have your family.
Right.
Right. So you pick your friends, you pick who you surround yourself with.
And you choose that almost.
It's up to you. And like I was saying earlier, why not you? Why can't it be us? Why can't we be the leaders? Why can't we be the ones that break those curses?
And it never comes down to, you know, like, never. I want to underline that somebody's a bad person. That's why you're not friends with them, or vice versa.
No,
it's just your standards, your understandings, your perspectives on things.
They grow.
Exactly. Yeah. It just goes different paths.
Yeah.
And that's completely fine. That's just what happens. It's even with our friend group and stuff, it started like relatively big friend group. Just kind of slowly starting to slim down to look at us. Now it's just
normal.
Literally four of us in the room, like, doing the same work. Not everybody will come on the same path with you.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like those friends outside of our podcast and our group are doing good in their own thing. They're pursuing their thing. It's just that our perspectives and understandings of things just parted ways.
Yeah, bro.
You know what I mean? And that's just what it comes down to. But at the end of the day, still, the real ones stick till the end, bro.
Yeah, 100%.
The good times, the 100%. Bad times, even if they don't have anything to do with your business or your whatever you're pursuing, they're there in the bad times, they're in the good times. And usually the bad times are the days where you really
prove them. Yeah,
exactly.
Really see if they're really there or not. Yeah, it's crazy. I think everyone should really check their friends, though. Check, you know, take yourself... see what you really
kind of test them in a healthy way.
Not even test them. You don't have to test them, but just
because look, it's so anything's a test.
For example, the way I go about it now is like, if a friend asks me for an advice, I give them my most honest answer with, you know,
truth.
With all the love I can give as well, and real truth. But I'm like, bro, I'm not going to advise you wrong, like, at any time. I'm sorry. Like, if you were looking for me to be your way out and be like, I can go and do all this dumb stuff, I'm not going to be the one to do that.
Right.
So that's what I mean, like, by you got to break that chain of things that are not good for you.
For sure. It's just not doing anybody a favor, dude.
Yeah,
somebody
doing
a bad habit, and, like, you tell them, hey, dude, it's so, especially with men, bro,
100%.
You gotta be straight up. It's like, yo, you're messing up in life, you're a man, like, I'm gonna tell you straight
manhood,
up, it hurts,
bro. It's manhood.
It's gotta hurt.
Yeah.
Because in
it's
order for you to grow,
sting.
Things
it's gotta
just
sting.
Have to be
it's gotta sink in a little bit.
And us men, dude, we're straightforward, we're simple.
Yeah, it's brotherhood.
See how it is,
really, it's really brotherhood.
That's,
and I love that, I love that. I have some of them. I do, for example, my boy Chris, he keeps me in check.
Yeah.
Every time he's like, bro, what are you doing? Why are you waking up so late today? it can be a random Sunday where I'm off, and he's like, "Why are you waking up so late?" And I'm like, "Bro, it was my day off. Yeah, calm down, bro." He's like, "Okay, take a little break, there's this and that." And I'm like, "Okay, all right."
Yeah, you gotta respect that, you know.
And I respect that. Yeah. I actually like it. I think it's great the way he checks me, you know. And I do the same. I am
keeping each other accountable.
Yeah, and then self.
How is he doing? Does he still play soccer?
He plays here and there. The same thing. Reality hits, bro. Reality
Did he go to college? Plays there? Or?
He played for college for a little while. Yeah, he played in Jersey for a little while.
Okay.
Yeah. He's doing good, though. He's doing good. He's trying to start his own business. So he's taking the little entrepreneur
What kind route. Of business?
And then this is, again, back to... It's a good example. He posted something. It's construction. So he posted something the other night. I called him right away. I'm like... I need you to take that off. Now he's like, why? I'm like, it sucks. I'll help you do the post. Because I'm good with content.
Yeah.
So I'm like, don't take it in a bad way. It sucks. Take it off right now. And we'll work on one this week. And that's where I'm going after. So it's like, those things, they're very important. They keep you together and being honest. Like, I was just being honest with them. It looked like a scam. That's why I'm like, bro, take it off right now. Yeah. It looks like you're about to scam me for my money right now with a Google picture of a construction site.
Sometimes it's not what you say.
I just love the way he accepted that, right? Yeah, he was like, love you, bro. Thank you. We'll do it. And I'm like...
Because they understand that it comes from a good heart and that you're actually
with
like...
With the best interest.
Exactly.
With the best interest. I'm just trying to help.
Because... I feel like most people would scroll through that and be like, whatever, you know, he did his own thing. They would
just like it, and that's fake. I don't like that. I can't have that. I just can't have that. Like, if I did a bad video, right, I would want you guys to tell me, yo, I didn't really feel this. I'm like, okay, cool, I'll take that.
I'm the same way.
Over just
I would rather have like the video and
keep scrolling. Like, come on now. I get a social media, but I'm trying to attract people here, right? So it's like...
Even with my detailing page, when I was showing you the stuff that I was doing, you told me straight up, this is what you should fix up. When somebody goes on your page and they just see it's kind of all over the place.
Yeah, and I sent you guys examples.
You would send me, this is the attachment you can put on for the POV and all this kind of stuff. So
the ring lights, the hacks of what also here you guys could improve in. Yeah, I'm pretty honest with that. I don't like to hold back anything.
Bro.
Yeah, I don't like to hold back, especially if I care. If I think that there's more potential to it, I'm like, why not go all the way in and just say it with my chest and just get it over with. And it's for the best interest. And I'm not saying it in a bad way at all.
For sure.
Yeah.
Have you ever told your friend that and then they took it in a bad way where they literally stopped talking to you or stopped being friends with you?
Yeah, bro. Many times. Because I'm still working on it. I'm not saying I'm the best with words, but
maybe you came out a little harsh that way.
Yeah, I do.
Dude,
come a little hard. Like I come right at your neck. I'm so sorry, but I'm like, yo, you suck at this. Blah, blah, blah. I cursed him out. Like, bro, like what are you doing? Like, what is this? Like, I don't. Yeah. Or if I see that you have like a lot of potential, and I've actually talked to him before as an example. And he knows and he's aware, but I've said, yo, like, why are you not doing content? You're going to the gym. You might as well just fucking do it.
Yeah, bro.
You might
get
as well.
Get a tripod. That's the next step.
You might as well. Like, it's
yeah, you guys want to say that? I mean, how you doing, guys?
Yo, Ellie.
I do got a tripod, but it just, I don't know. I just be too scared when I just... Take it out to the gym.
Yeah.
Like people.
I feel you, bro.
You just have to break that barrier.
Yeah. Exactly. It's a wall right in front of me, and I just want to. Dude, go
to the times where there's not a lot of people, or just go in a place where you just set up the camera, right? And slowly get out of the comfort zone. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like going to a gym where there's not a lot of people on the days where it's not busy, you get comfortable with setting up a camera, just kind of knowing how it works, and then with people around you, it's not going to be that difficult. If you just jump straight to gym being packed and you having to take out your tripod, being that one guy there who records himself,
it's hard.
So you gotta go.
I get it. I put my tripod in the street.